Hey guys, welcome to the Mental Makeover Podcast. I'm Lauren Curtis. You've probably heard the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side, but I believe it's greener where you water it. This podcast is here to provide you with meaningful advice from myself and others in order to give your little patch of grass the best chance to grow and flourish. Hey guys, sorry if I sound a little flat today. I have done something really bad to my neck and I've just been moping around all day because everything hurts, and I just ate like 30 spring rolls and I've just been eating biscuits, so I really should put this time into something productive. And I did actually want to talk about something that I talked about on my Instagram stories a couple of days ago, which is Instagram filters, Facetune, editing, and kind of presenting yourself in such a way online that isn't actually realistic or accurate. I have done a podcast on this in the past. It was actually my second ever podcast. I think it was called Facetune Your Fears, and it basically touches on similar ideas, but I just wanted to talk about it, a casual conversation, because it is something that I notice every single day. I said in my stories that there are some influencers that when I watch their stories, like every single time they have a filter on, excuse me, and it makes their eyes bigger or their lips bigger or their skin perfect or their eye color more like bright or something like that. And a little tip that I shared was, if you're ever watching someone's Instagram stories and you find yourself feeling, you know, bad about yourself, it's always a great idea to click on that filter that that person is using and click try this filter and then use it on your own face and see how much it changes your face, because I can guarantee you'll feel less bad about yourself once you use that filter and you see how much it actually does change your appearance. And it also makes you feel better about yourself because you realize that the person using that filter doesn't even look like that themselves. So you're comparing yourself to someone that doesn't actually look like that. That version of that person doesn't actually exist. It's just the filter. So that really helps me if I'm having a bad day or just if I want to know what that person might actually look like without the filter, because yeah, some people, and I'm not trying to throw shade, I like filters, but I never, ever, ever use ones that change the shape of my features or anything like that, because not only is it misleading to you guys, but it also makes me feel bad about myself. But I guess the people use them because perhaps it makes them feel more confident. I mean, I don't understand why you would use it otherwise, really, because they're fun, yeah, but if you're constantly using them, it's probably out of insecurity, which, I mean, you can't really hate on anyone for that. But I was talking to one of my followers about this the other day, and she was saying how she's so sick of seeing, you know, I'll talk about that in a second, actually. But one thing I said to her was, like, if these influencers or these people are insecure, so they use the filters, then you would think that they would be aware that the people watching them with these filters would then also feel insecure because they don't have big eyes and big lips. It's like, if you're insecure, you know how bad it feels to be insecure. So why would you want to increase the chances of someone that watches your stories also feeling that way, because you know how bad it feels? But I mean, that's obviously very deeply analyzing it. I'm sure most people will just put the filter on because it makes them feel confident. Maybe they're having a breakout, maybe they're having makeup on and they don't feel comfortable talking without makeup, who knows, and they just happen to put it on. They don't really think about it, and most people probably don't really care. But I know, because I'm one of those people that will look at it and be like, oh, like, geez, maybe I need lip filler or whatever. Like, you know, you go down that whole path again and it's just a slippery slope. Even once you've come to terms with feeling good about yourself, and like that journey and that work is ongoing and it takes so long. And when you see something that is kind of triggering, I guess, or is confronting to you and the way you feel about yourself, it is really easy to slip down that slope and just go back to square one and have to do all that work again. But with that being said, as I was saying, that girl was saying that she hates when she sees sponsored posts from influencers using promoting. Sorry, my voice is breaking. I just had a fizzy drink, which is like the stupidest thing to do before recording a podcast. But I can't be bothered stopping and editing this because my shoulders and my neck hurt. So I'm trying to do this all in one take. So she was saying that she hates when influencers promote like foundations or skin products or makeup or anything like that, but they've got a filter on their post. So it's like, you're trying to sell me something, but I don't even know what that actually looks like on your skin because I can't see your skin. Your skin is blurred to infinity. Even clothing, if people face tune their bodies, you can't really tell. I mean, even clothing brands do that though. When they have clothes on their website, they look so amazing on the models. And then you get home and you look at yourself in that same outfit and you're like, what the hell? Where did I go wrong? But those clothing brands have stylists who can pin the clothes behind the model's back. So everything's tailored and steamed perfectly and like even edited. So it's like even the clothes don't look like that on the model. They wouldn't if the model themselves bought that item and put it straight on like we normally do at home. And it really got me thinking because I do notice a lot of, that's the thing, I'm not saying I've never done it. I'm sure I've done it before. I've been online for like almost 10 years. I'm bound to be hypocritical of myself. That's not the right way to word that sentence, but I'm bound to be a hypocrite sometimes. Unintentionally, of course, we all grow and we all change our opinions and our view on things. But yeah, I don't like the idea of, like, if I have a sponsorship for a foundation or something, the last thing I'm going to do is blur my skin to oblivion because I have this thing where it's funny because you probably wouldn't think it because, you know, I do sponsorships on all of my platforms and that's what keeps me doing what I'm doing for free, as in, like, providing it for free and being able to do it for so long. But I have this really weird thing that I think it's from growing up because we didn't have much money, I really, 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 really know the value of money. And once you get it, you hold on to it. And I think encouraging people to spend their money on something is like a really big deal and actually quite uncomfortable for me. And so there's only a certain amount of products or brands that I will happily promote, knowing that I can still be comfortable with the idea of someone spending money on that, if that makes sense. Like, I recently did a sponsorship on a laptop, and I know that laptop is, you know, I don't know, over $1,000, and that's a big call, and that's really uncomfortable for me to do, but I know it was a great laptop. But if you came to me and said, oh, Lauren, here's this laptop I made, it costs $3,000, would you promote it? I'd be like, hell no, because I can't get myself to a point of being comfortable with the idea of promoting something that I know will, no offense, probably suck. And the same thing goes with makeup. Like, if I'm going to promote a foundation and then edit my skin, I can't feel comfortable doing that because I'm asking you to spend money on something and part with your money, which is really hard for me to encourage, based off an image that is like photoshopped and isn't actually reality, and you're going to have a different experience than I did. And I mean, of course, like there are people that have bought things that I recommended, sponsored or not sponsored, that I've absolutely loved, and it hasn't worked for them. And that's just the reality of it. But I guess that ties into the whole editing thing. Like, I don't want to be, I don't want that on my conscience, so I don't do that to sponsored posts. I mean, why would you anyway? It's just a really crappy thing to do. It's just not respecting other people's money. Ugh, gross. To say, hey guys, buy this. I have edited these photos so you don't even know how it's going to look, but you should buy it because I said so and you trust me and I'm taking advantage of your trust. Ew. Or people that don't use products. Oof. I don't know. Even I had a brand, this is going on a whole different tangent, but this is just a conversation in this podcast episode. I had a brand that is a legitimate brand, like not dodgy, not a little, you know, random back alley brand or anything. And it was actually, I'm not going to say what the product was, but I started using it and then I was like, I don't really know if I notice a big enough difference. Like, if my friend said to me or my sister said to me, like, do you have a good XYZ product that you can recommend? The first thing I would think of wouldn't be that product. So I was already kind of off it, but I hadn't gotten back to my manager yet because I like to give things a good crack. And then I started scrolling, and you know how you find those, you go down these loopholes on Instagram where you start on one person's account and then you end up on like their second, third cousin, twice removed, auntie's business partner's son's page. And I found this woman who is kind of like a, I don't know, she had a career or a celebrity status a million years ago in Australia. And her video was like super filtered. And then I started looking at the other people that had promoted this product, and it just screamed disingenuous. And I was like, yuck, I don't want to be a part of, even if that product was great, I feel icky jumping on a product bandwagon, especially sponsored ones. Like, I'm sure you as consumers know when a brand does like a mass, that was called mass marketing campaign, like Bondi Boost, for example. That one I was hesitant to work with them because they had done so much work with influencers, and I was like, I don't really want to be just another one that's like, hey guys, try Bondi Boost. So the first time they approached me, I said no. And then, like, I don't know, a year or so passed, and my manager was like, they really want to work with you. And my friend used it, and she said that it was absolutely incredible, and her friend. And so I was hearing all these like personal stories of whether or not it was working. And because I had stopped using it, like I'd used it for a while and it was really nice, but I didn't actually commit to it because, which you need to with shampoo, especially hair growth ones, because of the whole stigma. And I've spoken about this in the sponsored posts before, so Bondi Boost, no. Anyway, so I was like, okay, I'll give it a proper crack. And when I actually did give it a proper crack, that was when I noticed the results and how incredible my hair was, and the baby hairs growing like nuts, and my hair growth going, like, obviously my hair growing faster than it would have been otherwise, really good condition, blah, blah, blah. And then so I agreed to it because I had noticed results. But if it had not been for that conversation I had with my manager, sometimes... Gosh, sorry, this is really annoying. Anyway, that was a whole other... I don't know how I even went down that rabbit hole. Getting back to my point, yes, I just think it's not up to us or other people what an influencer can or can't do, or what they should and shouldn't do, just because we have values and opinions and certain beliefs on things doesn't mean that ours are right and theirs are wrong. It just means that you need to be really careful of who you follow, who you trust, and whose opinions whose recommendations in the past have been a good fit for you. Because even if someone like me, if I'm sharing things that I genuinely love, I might have a track record of you trying those things and you hating them because we have a really different skin tone or skin type or style or something. So it's just like, I guess it's the same thing with anything. I don't follow any like influencers that are fitness, health, fitspo, ugh, just because, again, makes me feel bad about myself. Like, credit to all those girls, they're amazing and their bodies are like dreamy, but I know that my body, no matter how hard I diet or how much green juice I drink, I'm never going to look like them. And I shouldn't want to, because I don't need to look like them to be beautiful, and I don't need to look like them to have a good quality of life and to be important to the people that love me and I love and all that corny stuff. So I just try to avoid following people that, even if I find them aspirational, that aspiration quickly leads to envy, and that's not healthy. So I unfollow them, and I follow people that are like, share, I don't like the term real bodies, because beautifully fit bodies are still real, but I guess like everyday bodies, or more like common bodies. So women that show their stretch marks or their cellulite or their not perfectly flat stomachs and things like that, because every time I see that, I'm like, oh yeah, like, it, you know, I'm just another normal body. I have another normal body. And I think that's, I've spoken about this many times, just encouraging people to always audit who you follow and why you follow them and what they bring to the table. And, you know, some people might be really inspired by following people that are fitspo because that's what they want to be themselves. And that's awesome. Like, again, there's no right or wrong way to follow people on Instagram. But I just wanted to remind many of you that not every influencer has your best interests at heart. Many will take money for anything, just like there are bad business people in the world, just like there are your friends that might lie to you or people that you know that might lie to you. Like, there's just, yeah, you just always got to be aware. Just because you think that they're funny or that you like their content doesn't always mean that they have your best interests at heart, and don't let them take advantage of your trust. So just ask questions. Like, if you aren't sure if a photo's been, if someone's skin's been smoothed to oblivion. Like, you know what's really concerning? There was someone who, and she's a really nice girl, but she absolutely, like, uses the smooth, what's it called? The smooth more tool or something on Facetune, which is like just pure blur on her skin in all of her photos. And I was just shocked because I don't think I followed her. So I stumbled across her page and looked through her pictures and I was like, whoa, every single one. And I read the comments and I don't think anyone had commented about it. And I was like, damn, it was so glaringly obvious to me. And so I showed my sister and I said, like, what do you notice about this picture? Because I wanted to see if it was just me that had picked it up. And she absolutely could not see it. And that freaked the hell out of me because I'm like, oh my God, you can't see this, all of these pictures. Like, you can't tell that her skin is blurred to oblivion. Like, you actually cannot tell. And she's like, nah, she literally couldn't see. And so I thought, crap, that means that so many people are stumbling across her content and many other people's content. And I've done it before as well. I've blurred and made my skin absolutely perfect when in reality it wasn't. And so you think about all these people that are looking at those photos and those videos and thinking, well, photos, I guess, is probably easier to edit than videos, thinking like, oh, why isn't my skin that perfect? Why do I have all these breakouts? Why do I have texture? Why do I have pores? All this kind of thing where it's like, that person doesn't even look like that either. Because I know I used to edit my photos back in the day, and again, it comes from insecurity. And it's also crappy because if I didn't edit them, and perhaps I'd, well, there's two reasons. One, I probably dug myself a hole because one, I had been editing them in the, like, before I posted an unedited photo, so people are used to seeing me a certain way. And two, because everybody else edits their photos. If you don't edit your photos, you're the one that stands out and looks worse in comparison. So if I uploaded an unedited photo, I'd get comments like, oh, you look old, you look tired. Number one thing was, you look old. I'm like, okay, thanks. And this is like a couple of years ago. This is when I was like mid-20s. So I'm still, I mean, I don't think I'm old now, but like, you know, I'm, anyway. And so what does that make you want to do? Keep editing your photos because you don't want to be the one that looks old in comparison to all the other influencers that you're essentially competing against. I mean, I hate that term because it's, I mean, if you're looking at it from a business perspective, yes, you are. If you're looking at it from like a human perspective, you're not competing against anyone. You're in your own race, not even in a race in the first place. You know what I mean. But if you're the only one that looks old and tired and everyone else looks young and fresh, then of course you're going to keep editing your photos because you don't want to be the one that gets the negative comments and that people think that the makeup looks bad on, because then brands won't want to work with you. But that's the thing. If the makeup doesn't make your skin look good in the first place and you have to edit your skin to make it look good, then you don't use that foundation and you don't promote that foundation. That's why I'm so particular about things like that, like what foundations I'll promote and if they actually last well on my skin. And I've turned down zillions of things, but all because I want to feel confident in what I'm promoting and knowing that if you buy that product yourself, the chances of you having a similar experience to mine will be really, really, really high. As opposed to me selling you something based off a fake image where the chances of you liking that would be quite low. But that's just the way I do it. I'm not trying to sound like a hero because I'm not. Everyone has their own approach. I know that I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I know that the people that are opposite to me, the kind of personality might be someone else's cup of tea. That's why I say just follow whoever makes you feel good about yourself and just be really be really aware and cautious of what you see online because so much of it is fake. And it actually just reminded me of a conversation I had with another person that follows me. She raised my attention that I love, what's it, anyway, what's the term? She made me aware of, anyway, a post from a very popular swimwear brand, and she said that the post was so, like, the girl's body was so heavily edited by the girl, not by the brand, that it was, like, shocking almost. And she went to read the comments, and all the comments were like, oh my god, I wish I could look like this, I wish I had that body, I wish my body looked like that, I wish. And she commented, and she said something, like, really, like, about the editing, and the brand deleted it. And I was like, oof. I went on that photo to have a look at it, and it was nuts. Like, her body just, it is not physically possible to look like that, but so many people don't know that. And that's what freaks me out, is that, like, I could see that in an instant. Even if you can always tell by, even if people's eyes, like, when they edit their photos, their irises are ginormous. Like, hers were, and I went on her page, all of her photos are like this, which is, anyway, it's hot on the topic, but her pupils and her irises, like the coloured bit, were humongous. Like, she had stretched them out so much. You can always tell if someone's edited their eyes because their eyeballs are, like, huge in comparison to what they would normally be like on any average person. And, yeah, her other photos, her waist is, like, a centimetre wide and her thighs are, like, a metre wide. It's just crazy. And all the comments, there's hundreds of comments saying, oh, my God, you're amazing, you're amazing, you're amazing. And it freaks me out because I'm like, oh my god, how many girls are going to have, like, eating disorders now, get surgery just to look like that? When who knows what she even looks like? And I think there is an element of responsibility when you sign up to Instagram and you do get a big following. Like, I know a lot of people say, and I mean, I would say it too, when you start this, you don't expect it to be huge, and so you don't really expect that you're going to have to be a role model for anyone. Like, that shouldn't be your job. You just started filming videos, so, like, you know, cool, like, that was just a thing you wanted to do. You didn't want to have all this responsibility on your shoulders as well. But when you do get to a stage where you know lots of young people, well, women of all ages, not even young, all ages, are looking at your content and saying, oh, you look so amazing, and you know that you don't look like that, and you know how different the before and after little thing was in Facetune, that you are going to be responsible for people feeling badly about themselves. Like, that sucks. That really sucks. I get that getting compliments is awesome. Like, who doesn't love someone or hundreds of people saying, you're amazing? Like, whew, that blows up the ego really quickly. But, like, when you go to sleep at night and you're just left with your thoughts, do not feel bad about the fact that countless hundreds of women are going to be looking at their own bodies thinking, yuck, because they're comparing theirs to yours when yours doesn't even look like that. I don't know. But some people, again, not everyone cares, and that is hard for me to come to terms with, but it's just the reality of life. It's like people who are abusive to children or animals, like, how the hell on earth could you do that? But some people just do not have that part in their, like, they don't have the capacity to care about that. And it's the same thing, stuttering. This is what happens when I get excited about something and I speak too fast, I stutter. It's the same thing when people promote things online, obviously to a lesser extent than child abuse and animal abuse, but some people just don't care. They're in it for themselves, they want to get, you know, some free bikinis or free stuff, some sponsorships, brands will work with them. Obviously the swimwear brand worked with her because I'm sure she sells, and that's what I wonder as well. Like, sure, I'm sure that girl who edited her photo dramatically would sell a lot of that particular bikini, but when people bring that bikini home and they buy it and they put it on their normal looking body, or their realistic looking body, it's not going to look the same, it's not going to fit the same. And then, like, wouldn't that company get heaps of returns? I wonder things like that, because I know there's got to be a downside to using models that edit their bodies like that, or have had really, 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 really dramatic surgery to make their bodies the hourglass shape, which is beautiful, whatever. Like, if, you know, I'm the last person who is against surgery. I couldn't care less what people do. It's just, there's always up and down, pros and cons to all of these situations, and using models that, Yeah, like the Fashion Nova models, she's gorgeous, but it's almost like off-putting buying the clothes she's wearing because I'm like, yeah, they look incredible on her, but my body is so different to that. I just want to see it on someone whose body is a similar, who's like just a standard shape, because then I can get an idea if I'm wasting my time or not by buying this outfit. If I'm going to buy it and I'm going to get home and I'm going to look like a, I don't know, frumpy mess, then I'd rather just not buy it in the first place. And that's why I really respect brands who have like reviews enabled on their clothing websites, because then I can see if someone said the fabric's off or the length is too short or long or it's bad quality or whatever. Anyway, gosh, I did that whole episode in one take. I love that for me. Sure, there were some times where I could snip off a few little random bits where I had to think, but anyway. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about that because not enough of us are aware of how much the stuff we see online is edited. And that's why I like TikTok. I love TikTok. I feel like Gen Z, like the world is in good hands with Gen Z. They just are a cool, really cool generation who give a crap about the world and what's going on and are considerate and open-minded. Anyway, and TikTok is full of like, just, I think that's why I like it. It's like what Instagram used to be. People coming on with like pimples and their hair pulled back and greasy and no makeup or really done up, but just it's a mix of everything. It's not so perfectly curated. And I think that's because of the filters. Sorry, I was just thinking of my next point. I think that's because of the fact that it's a video, so it's harder to edit, although you still have the filters, like the skin blurring one, which is harmless unless you're doing makeup and foundation videos, because then I can't actually see how good the foundation is. But anyway, unless you're like Nikki Tutorials, whose skin looks airbrushed. Gosh, her skin is mwah, like porcelain. Anyway, that's a whole other topic. I think I've spoken about that before. Imagine being someone that has skin like that. Just imagine waking up with skin like that. Ugh, the dream. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was very random and spur of the moment, as all of my podcasts tend to be. Yeah, I don't have much else to say. I hope you have a great day. Such a random podcast. Hope you have a great day and please wish me luck. I have a physio appointment in a couple of hours to get my neck looked at. I'm terrified. It really hurts, but I've got to do something about it. Anyway, little positive note to end the podcast on. Have a great day. Thanks for listening and I'll speak to you all next time. Bye, guys.